In a land filled with the magic of words and stories, a writer named Anita Nair began her quest. She held a pen like a wand, creating worlds that only existed in dreams. Anita Nair's tale began not with Once Upon a Time, but with the tap, tap of keys on a typewriter, stitching letters into a quilt of narratives that would one day warm countless hearts. As every big tree starts from a tiny seed, Anita Nair's gigantic tree of tales began with a small idea. Like a gardener, she planted this seed in the fertile soil of her imagination. Day after day, she nurtured it with dedication and love. The seedlings of her thoughts soon sprouted into stories that reached up to the sky, high enough for the world to see. They say, a pen is mightier than a sword, and Anita Nair proved it true. With her pen, she fought battles against silence and brought to life characters that spoke to young and old alike. She wove her words into a cloak that could make anyone feel brave, kind, and ready to conquer their fears, one page at a time. Imagine if you had a paintbrush that could color not just paper, but also hearts and minds. Anita Nair had such a tool. It was her way with words. She painted pictures so vivid and real that you could feel the monsoon rains on your skin and taste the spices of a South Indian kitchen. She took readers on a journey through the senses, leaving a trail of vibrant images etched in memory. The stories we tell echo in eternity, and Anita Nair's tales will resonate for generations. Just like the ripples created by a pebble thrown into a pond, her words spread out, touching the souls of those near and far. Her books became a bridge, connecting the young and old, leading them through the labyrinth of life with gentle wisdom. Anita Nair didn't just write books. She quilted a tapestry of culture and heritage. Each story was a patchwork of emotions, experiences, and enlightenment. Readers could wrap themselves in this quilt and find comfort in the familiarity of their own stories, stitched alongside those of strangers until every reader felt like a friend. In the quiet moments before sleep, when the world hushes its hustle, the whispers of Anita Nair's stories come alive. They sneak under the blankets, telling tales of love, adventure, and wisdom. Her books, like lanterns, cast a warm glow on the faces of readers, lighting up the path to dreams filled with hope and courage. Every sentence Anita Nair wrote was a note in a grand symphony. Readers became the audiences to an orchestra of characters, each playing their part in perfect harmony. The melody of her narratives danced through the air, a tune so enchanting that it could make the heart skip a beat and the imagination leap. Tell me a story, whispers the heart to the mind. Anita Nair answered this whisper with every book she wrote. Her tales are like an echo of the heart's deepest desires, speaking in a language that feels like home. Each story is a friend, a teacher, and a mirror, reflecting the light and darkness of the soul with gentle honesty. In the grand tale of life, Anita Nair's legacy is a chapter that will be read and reread, a story that will be told and retold. Her journey, her legacy, and her works are like stars in the literary sky, guiding young minds and old souls alike through the nights of their own adventures. The end of one story is just the beginning of another, in the wonderful world of Anita Nair.